Yeah, thank you. Nothing to report. The reason I like that kind of study is that it's these costs that ultimately drive where we spend money and what we spend it on. And the where and the what we spend it on ultimately determines which parts of the public are going to get help and which parts aren't. And it's the kind of research that you're doing, giving other geeks like me hard numbers to start working with. That it's, you know, what I'm going to talk about is this funding formula analysis tool. And the purpose of this thing is just to help you visualize, just to help you look at different alternatives to how you're splitting up money. I know that it's there's a bunch of different ways you can. A lot of people worry about equity. But when you worry about equity, which equity? Per capita, per person in poverty, things like that. Do you want to allocate according to clinical needs or according to outcomes? I don't know. I'm not a clinician, but this tool can help you look at things in a lot of different ways. One of the things that I like about the tool is it tries to get you, it's giving you something to compare different ways of funding. And one of the points is to get people to quantify value statements. Everyone says that people living in poverty have higher needs. They're going to need more. Fine. How much? How much more? If you can help me quantify it, if you can give me some indicators to quantify that, I can start helping you figure out whether or not money's going where it's supposed to be going, whether or not that money is being used in the best place. You can hear me in the back? Okay? Okay, good, because I'm a wanderer. I don't like staying at the thing. Let me dive right into the model. You don't need much to run this model. And I'll talk about where to get the model in a little while. It's free, so don't worry about that. I'm not pitching anything. You don't need much to run the model. You probably know a lot of the stuff. Population, where your poverty is, and stuff like that. Let's say if you're within a state, you can do this by township or by county. If you're a national researcher, you can look at this by state. So you don't need much information about your land area, things like that, indicators of cost. And you'll see where those come in a second. The model does a bunch of adjustments for you straight out the box. You don't have to tell it to do these things. It's just going to do some standard adjustments straight out the box. These adjustments are to help you look at what would happen if we tried to tweak how funds are going out right now. It's going to send more money to areas where the wages are higher, for example. So all other things being equal, for example, I work in Florida right now. All other things being equal, Orlando might have higher wages than Miami. If that's the case, and all things being equal, Orlando should get a little bit more money because it costs them more to hire nurses and clinicians and epidemiologists. Income and wealth, ability to self-fund, those are two of the negative ones. In other words, if you're already rich or you're making a lot of money, I assume that you need less. You'll actually see that these are a lot of previous goal adjustments. You can customize them at will. Speaking of those customizations, some of the things that I've done and some of the things I'll demonstrate in a few seconds, we can customize it by life expectancy as a rough measure of need or years of life lost. Do you want to send more money to places that have a higher number of years of life lost? Food stamps. It's information that's actually very easy to get at a lot of different levels. And I've found it's a nice, much broader measure of poverty. For some reason, it just behaves well, better. Like, here's an example. In Georgia, food stamps was a better predictor of gonorrhea than poverty. So sometimes food stamps is just a better variable to use. And I'll give you just some examples of states where I've used this kind of thing. So you pump this data in. Like I said, it's only about 10 or 15 things. Three of them are yours to choose. So you pump this data into this Excel spreadsheet by county, by state, whatever. And for what it's worth, we on the AASHTO website, we have state-level data pre-installed for you. So we have state poverty rates and so forth pre-installed. So you pump that data in, and it's going to do some of those adjustments automatically, and then it's going to give you a few different measures. Let me talk a little bit about those measures. One of them is simple. It's a scale of change. Comparing current allocation to new allocation, how much money moves. Does here, if we adjusted, this is for Florida, if we took their current, they're unadjusted, and if we instead adjusted it for, let's say, land area, where the poorer areas say we need more because we're bigger or something, it says 21% of all money would move. And it tells you the biggest winner, quote unquote, winner and loser. So it's just a measure of scale, how much. It's a chaos index.
If a lot moves, you know there's a lot of chaos. A lot of counties are going to be making money or losing money, gaining money or losing money in the process. It might be appropriate, but that level of chaos, well, is probably going to met with some resistance. Speaking of resistance, this is where it's going to come from. Since all these funding formulas started in the political realm, it's going to come from politics. And what this formula, what the worksheet does, it computes for you the likely responses. This makes a bold assumption that political representatives vote according to money. Just a bold assumption. If they are all enlightened, then you can just ignore these indicators.
But
if
you publish it, then you can't sue.
I think I said say it even lighter than that. But it computes a Senate index and a House index, and it's pretty simple. The Senate index is based on, well, say nationally, it's based on how many states win, get more, significantly more, or lose significantly more. This threshold, I set at 20% as the part where the senator who's losing a little money just goes, "Arr," versus 20%, they're like, "No, really, I mean it." So you can set that threshold where you want. You can set it at 10%, you can set it at 50%. That's customizable. You can play with it up and down. So I compute how many senators, and then down House side, based on population, percentage of population living in each state or each county, percentage of House opposition or support. Now, in this case, I look at, here we go. If we look at allocated funds, well, per capita, that's kind of obvious. In other words, if I took Florida allocations and I moved it to a per capita allocation, straight per capita, in the House index, 41% would be okay with it, which is not surprising since House seats are given out based on population. Whereas in the Senate index, there's 39 people who are going to vote against it and 8 people who are going to vote for it. When you're looking at funding formula alternatives, you know right away that that one's going to be a hard road. One of the reasons I like this index is it kind of tells you right away, it lets you screen alternatives. If you can adjust one way, you might meet more opposition. If you can do something that accomplishes a similar goal, but is going to get less political hassle, you might want to do that. Then the last thing it does, the last class of measure it does, goes to income inequality, which I know is a big hot topic with all those people protesting. I too, in the 99%. Gini, and for those of you who don't know, a Gini curve is, it tells you how out of whack your income allocation is. And let me kind of show you. Here's population, percent of population along the bottom, percent of money along the top. This diagonal is utopia, or Sweden, where everybody has an equal share of the pie. This red line here shows, well, here's the poorest 25% of the population. But if you go over here, you can see they're only getting on 10% of the income. Now, in the United States, all those people in the forest, ours is actually, for income, ours is actually even more worse. But this looks at, instead of looking at income, we did the same thing, but we measure the allocation of public health funds. So we're saying that 25% of the population is only getting about 10% of the public health funds. Now, in this case, this was the actual state funding in Georgia. So you can see that it's a little bit far out of what, the red line is total spending, which is pass-through, local, and state funding. The blue line is just what the state funding was doing. So it actually was kind of an indicator to people in the state saying, you're not doing a bad job if your goal is perfect per capita. And we're not saying that that's the ultimate goal, but if one of your metrics is perfect per capita, then the state money, the blue line, is a lot closer. So that's one of the measures it gives you. It just kind of tells you how far out of whack you are if your referent is income. Here we did a similar thing in New Hampshire, and kind of related to some of the things we're talking about, especially with other access to funds. We looked at NGOs, we call them non-governmental organizations, or these are like hospital programs and stuff like that. Hospital program spending was actually even more warped on a per capita basis. But that is not necessarily a bad thing, because remember, need isn't equally distributed among the population. So speaking of need, one of the other things you can do, remember I said this is very customizable, you just put in a few numbers, and it does these numbers for you. Now in this case, what I did is I took Florida data, and I define the diagonal based on need. And this is where clinicians, please, if you've got nothing to do and you want to help do a little set me straight on things,
I need practitioners' help in terms of setting these things. Naively, I set the diagonal based on infant mortality. And then in terms of things that adjust, that can affect it, the only money I included was money spent on prenatal and family planning. So I was looking at the funding of prenatal, and remember, Florida, we have a lot of distinctions. They keep very good track of their money. So I was looking at the allocation of prenatal and family planning money. And the population I used, I wasn't doing it per person, for everybody. I was just doing it for women in childbearing years, arbitrarily choosing 15 to 45. But again, I'm open to input if anybody says, no, you should do it this way or that way. But using that model, then I did this little dotted blue line is the current spending on family planning and prenatal. And you can see that it's a little bit of quite a bow if from need. This is infant the need line, that diagonal, is infant mortality. And in theory, I would think you would want money going to infant mortality. The fact that there's a significant bow tells you that money might not be going where it's going, where it should be going. The other thing I like about this kind of stuff is it when you look at things like this, it kind of tells the story right away, and it tells you money not going where it needs to be going. In other states, some other things you can do. In other states like Georgia, some states, they like to put in their funding formula, we'll help those who help themselves. Now, in Georgia, they don't do it, actually, but in Missouri, they do. We'll give a county a little kicker if they actually tax themselves higher. Unfortunately, that last slide just kind of shows it compounds the inequalities. Then I want to show you two other kind of unique findings that were possible coming out of this funding tool. If I look at, this was Florida, if I look at their, how they're allocated now, and this is a combination of all those measures I just gave you, their Senate index, House index, and those proportionality, those genes, based on poverty and so forth, poverty proportion per capita and so forth. And if I look at those measures, and then if I instead allocated the money based on home values, total home values by county, almost no difference, 0, 0, 0. It's very small changes, only 2% of the money's change. All these indexes down here, the inequality indexes, more or less the same. So basically that says is Florida's public health money goes out roughly in line with home value money. So you tell me, are people with the fancy, expensive homes more in need of STD counseling or not? But it was kind of telling. Now in Georgia, I found another similar thing, doing the identical thing. I just looked at how money was going out today, and then how money would go out if I adjusted it. In this case, in Georgia, what I did is I adjusted it based on voter penetration. In other words, if all this room is voting age people, and you know this percentage actually bothered to register, I would say that it's about like 80% voter penetration. The counties with higher voter penetration were getting more money. What's the lesson? Go and register. One of the best things you can do for your public health department is to go and register your people. Summarizing, the tool itself is on the ASHTO website. Thank you very much, ASHTO, for hosting that, for the generous support, and for pre-populating the data for us. The tool is pretty simple. It's Excel-based. Once you download it, it's yours. You can mess with it as you want. You can ask me questions. I can help you customize it if you want. It's Excel-based. It works. It's pre-populated with national data. But you can do it just at the township level or the county level as well. Lets you do a lot of what if. You get to customize. You get to define your measures of need, as I just did. And you can see it's actually not so hard. The ultimate goal of this is, again, it goes back to the quantification and gets back to the need. The ultimate goal of this is to get people in the same room saying, I'm trying to guess at what the need is for infant mortality. Help me. If you can help me build a model that tells us this defines where we need to help, you know, county-wide, where we need to help, where and who needs the most help, this is going to help us get the money in the right place. So that's what I have. Thanks a lot.